God's grace and his peace to you from our risen Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. Our text coming from Matthew chapter 20, verses 1 through 16, as we have Jesus telling us a story about the kingdom of heaven. And in this story, I will admit, this story should probably go against every single grain of fabric within your body. Plain and simple, if you spend all day working hard, slaving away, outside in the heat, and you get your day's pay, you should be satisfied with that. And what happens to the worker who comes in for the last hour and doesn't even really work in the heat of the day and just works a little, and that person gets the same amount of pay? Is that fair? Well, if you're like most people, you're probably going to sit there and say, no, that's not fair. If someone works, and it's more than typically 8 hours, so let's just say 12 or 15 hours, especially at the time of the harvest, and is that equivalent to one hour work for one other person? The answer is no. So what's Jesus trying to teach us here? First of all, he's trying to remind us something that as Lutherans we should be well aware of. Let me reiterate it from Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 and 9. And in case if you don't have this Bible passage memorized, this would be one of those that would be really good to memorize. It goes like this: For it is by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not from yourselves, it is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast. This Bible passage and our gospel text for today have a similar theme. The theme is, faith is a gift of God. It isn't something you earn. It's not something you can do or even require of yourself. It is truly a gift of God, a gift given to you. Even if our understanding of a gift in today's world sometimes isn't as true as God's gift, let me put it this way. If someone gave you a gift, you know, typically you would say thank you. If someone for the upcoming Christmas season gave you a Christmas card, you in turn would probably also send them a Christmas card. You'd look for some way of paying back the other person. That's what we as human beings like to do. But not so with God. With God, a gift is a gift. You cannot earn it. You cannot be good for it. You cannot work for it. It truly is the gift of God. So when God's name was placed upon us, and that gift given, when water was also put upon us in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, typically that little infant at baptism doesn't do anything to acquire the gift of eternal life. God just gives the gift through water and His Word. Likewise, as Christians, we have to realize that once the gift is given, we don't pay back God for the gift. We are in service to God as sort of a way of saying thank you for the gift. There's a difference. And the difference is the attitude within us. Because notice what happened to the attitude for those who were first hired in our text. They started grumbling about what they agreed to. They agreed to work for denarius. That was approximately a day's wage. And the reason why they were grumbling was because someone at the 11th hour came and they got the same wage. Now, as Christians, we might be saying, well, how ungrateful those first people who were hired are. They should have just been appreciative of what they got. So let me put this in a different type of analogy. Sometimes when I'm talking about, especially with theology and about the Christian faith with people, expressing a little bit more about this gift, I like to use this analogy. The analogy of, say, someone who was mean and cruel, a murderer, just plain simple rotten, one of the first people that come to my mind from history, Adolf Hitler. What would have happened? Hypothetical situation here. What would have happened at his deathbed if a Lutheran chaplain went up to him and explained to him the grace of God, the gift of God, And the Holy Spirit worked that faith within him at the 11th hour, so to speak. And he is now saved in heaven above. And when you would get to heaven, after many of you spending most of your lives in service to God, and not being that cruel, and not being that much of a murderer and that much full of evil, would also get to heaven and find out that Adolf Hitler is sitting there and saying, "Hey, welcome! Isn't this a fantastic place?" Would you be grumbling? Would the love of God sit there and say, "Great, another one in heaven"? Or would you sit there and say, "This isn't fair. God, don't you know what he did on earth?" And we start doing that comparison game, that judgmental game, that game, "I am better than you are. I deserve a higher place in heaven than you, if you're going to be there in heaven." But notice, God doesn't play that game. The gift of heaven is a gift. There aren't multiple tiers in heaven for those who work the hardest. There's just heaven. We have to remember, if we want to do it by our own works, our own works lead to eternal death and damnation. The only way we get to heaven is by God's gift. So we have to make up our mind. Do we truly cherish that gift? Or do we allow our sinful human nature to take over and start being judgmental toward other people? Now, I will admit it's sometimes a little easier to talk about someone in history like Adolf Hitler. And let me change the scenario a little bit. Let's just take your worst enemy, whoever that may be. Would you want to see that person with you in heaven above? Now there, we're getting a little personal, and I know. But then again, do we understand the gift of God? The gift of God, understanding his desire that God wants all people to be saved and come to the knowledge of truth, we should be delighted that heaven is filled not only with our friends, but with all our enemies. That should be our prayer each and every day. Lord, use me to help work on my enemies so that they also will come to repentance and believe the gift and cherish the gift that you have given me. How easy would it be for us to say that prayer? Well, if you're like most sinful human beings, which we all are, that prayer is practically next to impossible to pray. Our sinful human nature again comes up and says, "It's not fair." And you're right, it's not fair. The gift of God is not fair. You want fairness? You have to go back down to hell for fairness. Our sins deserve death and damnation. You want the grace, the gift of God? Then take the gift of God. Just like the landowner at the end of our text says, "Don't I have the right to do with my own money? Or are you envious that I am generous?" Are we also envious that God is generous in his riches and his mercies? We are reminded as we went through the Lord's Prayer that God does bless us, but he also blesses evil people. When Jesus Christ dies on the cross for the forgiveness of our sins, he doesn't just die for the forgiveness of sins of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod members, but he dies for the sins of the whole world. The difference between those who believe and trust in that forgiveness is the difference of the Holy Spirit giving that gift. We have received that gift. For if we believe and trust as we look at our Savior on the cross, that there is our forgiveness of sins, there is our gift of salvation, and the Holy Spirit works that gift within us, we have that salvation. Now, shouldn't we also be bold in sharing that gift? Allowing the Holy Spirit to use us as tools and instruments so that Word of God may go out? Not only to our friends, to our neighbors, but even to our enemies? That's the challenge. And that's where our text is sort of reminding us where we need to be. You see, too often as Lutherans, we fall into a little bit of a habit. The habit is, we want to thank God that, yes, I'm saved. Amen. But yet, what about working so that other people may also be saved? We like quoting Ephesians chapter 2, 8 and 9, for it is by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not by works so that no one can boast. Have you ever wondered what verse 10 says? The verse right after that we hang on to. And in case you're wondering, I hang on to Ephesians 2, 8, and 9. I even have it on my keychain. But the keychain didn't put on verse 10. Why? It was probably made by good Lutherans. So let's go to what verse 10 says. Verse 10 of Ephesians chapter 2 says, "For we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do." How does this extra verse apply to our text and theme for today? It's not enough for us to sit there and say, okay, the landowner chose us. We show up at the vineyard and then sit there and say, you know, I worked my 1 hour and the day's not done, the harvest isn't done, but that's enough. No, God wants us to keep on working until the end. As Lutherans, we sometimes give up as soon as we've been baptized, as soon as we've been confirmed in Christ, and now say, I've got it! Amen! But then we refuse to share God's love and forgiveness. We refuse to allow the Holy Spirit to use us as that tool and instrument in showing God's love and forgiveness even to our enemies. We'll do it when it's profitable to us. We'll do it for our friends and our neighbors. We'll be nice to them and be gracious to them, but to our enemies? The answer is yes. God wants us to continue to work in His vineyard. The harvest is plentiful, as Scripture reminds us. The workers are few. If we truly understand the gift of God, we truly understand His grace. We truly understand that, yes, we haven't measured up to His gift. We don't deserve His gift. And that's why we come before our Lord and we say, I, a poor, miserable sinner. We come before the Lord and saying, Lord, have mercy. We come before the Lord as we'll sing in our offertory, create in me a clean heart, O God. Why? Because the heart within me, my sinful human nature, has corrupted. I don't want to see my enemies up there with me in heaven above. My sinful human nature would say I'd rather see them in hell where they belong. It's just my sinful human nature doesn't want to quite realize that because of my sin, I also belong in hell. But thanks be to God. Not only did God create us, God redeemed us, and God keeps us in that faith. There's that continuing action going on now as workers working in His vineyard being caused to work by the Holy Spirit. And now the Holy Spirit continues to cause us to work, to show that love, to show that forgiveness to those around us. But our sinful human nature creeps up again and says, no, I'm lazy. I'd rather not show love and forgiveness to my enemies. It's not worth it. But God says, you were worth it. They are worth it also. On this day, we do give great praise and thanks to our Lord and Savior Jesus the Christ for forgiving us our sins. We also ask the Holy Spirit to continue to show us His mercy, to remind us of our own shortcomings, to help motivate us to show God's love even to those that we really don't want to show God's love to. Because we were created, as verse 10 of chapter 2 of Ephesians reminds us, as God's workmanship, to do good works, to share God's love, to share His forgiveness, so that the whole world will be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. This is challenging work. Nowhere in our text for today did it say that it was easy to work in the vineyard. But God has called us to work. He has given us this gift. He wants us to share that love of Christ with everyone around us so that His glory may continue to be magnified, so that all people will come to the knowledge of truth. Until that time, we ask the Lord to continue to shower His grace upon us, so that we will be bold to share that love and forgiveness even with those that we'd rather hesitate and not share. We ask the Lord to fill us with His Spirit, and as the psalmist says in our offertory, to create in us a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me, so that we will be bold to share the true gift that He has given to us and to the rest of the world. In His name, amen. Now the peace of God that surpasses all our understanding will continue to guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.